The Arches and Canyonlands combined tour is the most popular way to explore both national parks with one convenient tour. Most people visiting these parks use Moab as their accommodation base, and you can start the tour from right in town, but you can also join from anywhere along the route too. If you're arriving from the north on Highway 191, you can join the tour by turning to Canyonlands on 313. There's a pretty good sign there. Or for Arches, you'll see the entrance sign right beside the highway. You can't miss it. Take water and a picnic lunch, or at least some snacks if you plan to be out all day, as there are no services inside the parks. The most common question visitors ask is, how long do I need to visit each park? Our recommendation is that you can comfortably see all the best sights in Arches if you allow one full day, and Canyonlands can be explored in about half a day. If you want to do some hiking, then of course add more time on to do that. But that should be enough time to drive from site to site and take in all the best viewpoints and places of interest. If you only have one day, it's possible to do both parks. You can squeeze them both in, but start early and don't linger anywhere too long. We would suggest to do Arches first and then save Canyonlands until later in the day. Even stay through sunset if you can. Exploring Arches means entering through the only entrance. You will then follow the Arches scenic drive all the way to its end and then drive back out the same way. My tour will point out all the best not-to-be-missed places to visit as we drive through the park. It's a good strategy to do your sightseeing as you drive inbound. On the return drive, I'll still point out some of the best stops again, but I'll have different stories to keep us entertained. The tour includes all the best places to see, of course, including Windows, Delicate Arch, Park Lane, Double Arch, Landscape Arch, Balanced Rock, and many, many more fascinating places. Canyonlands is a little more compact than Arches, so less time is needed, but it's still very worthwhile. This tour specifically visits the Island in the Sky District. After turning off the highway, it'll take about 20 minutes driving time to reach the entrance. Most popular places to see are along the Grand Viewpoint Road, and the absolute highlight is the famous Mesa Arch. You'll have to get up early and claim a space for that stunning sunrise photo, but there are many other outstanding views that I'll point out on the way, too. We'll also take a side trip to Upheaval Dome, Whale Rock, and Aztec Butte Trail. We will also have to drive out of the park the same way as we entered and returned to Moab. Please note that the smaller Needles area of Canyonlands is 60 miles to the south of Moab and uses a separate entrance and is not included in this tour. Arches and Canyonlands are absolutely magical places to visit. And with my tour, we won't miss a thing.